Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a rainy day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my man with the plan, my number two, the big dog, Ray Zawadny.
Shit. Dylan, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. More importantly than thanking you, I want to thank everybody that's been checking us out on YouTube and checking us out on Instagram Reels and listening to us. Those audio listeners, man,
all
we can't thank you enough. If you are an audio listener, you could do us a huge favor. Leave us one of those ratings and reviews on those sites. I check those ratings pretty frequently, about every 2 hours, and I do monitor what goes in there. If I see a rating that's less than 5 stars, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking find you. And I'm going to find out who your dad is, and I'm going to spread a bunch of rumors that he's a gay man, actually. He's been living a secret gay life, and I'm going to tear your fucking family apart. So 5 stars, that's all we need. We have a very special guest on the podcast today, the hilarious, my buddy, Andre Kim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Oh, boy. Good to be here in the new studio.
Oh, yeah, returning guest. First time with Raymond. In the new spot,
the
baby.
New digs,
new spot. Well, yeah. It looks a little better than the old.
I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran of this podcast, just so you guys return. Know.
Dude, that was a dark, dark fucking threat.
Oh yeah,
just tearing families apart. I know.
Sometimes when I shoot from the hip, it's one I wish I would have like practiced and thought about. I got a little too real there.
That was real. That was real. Dude, that will rip a family apart. Have you ever known someone who that happened to?
No, I never did. I never knew anybody who had a secret gay dad. But I will say this: we were at the comedy club last night, and I was mentioning that we had a pod tomorrow with Andre, and then we were talking about the first time that I ever heard your voice.
Oh yeah, okay.
And how? Like, I was like, Jesus! I did not expect him to have such like a deep, sexy voice.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Dude, he's putting it on right now too.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, I'm not.
It's
it sounds like his balls are at his ankles.
Yeah,
a fucking man's voice, and then my big ass. I sound like a fucking prepubescent Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, you guys should actually switch voices. It would make way more sense.
You know what's funny? Like when I hear my voice, it just goes that way. But like if I don't hear my voice, it'll be like a lot lighter.
So, oh, really?
So after shows, people would be like, you don't talk that way. What the fuck? And I'm like, it's the mic. I don't know. It's the microphone voice.
Oh, yeah. The mic makes you sound better.
Yeah, it's like, it adds a little grain and
a little gruff.
Well, a lot of mental warfare on this podcast before we started. I'll tell you.
He's going to bring it up.
You guys want to get into it? You guys play mental mind games with your guests.
Do we? We do. We try to get you ready.
Listen.
We try to get you at your lowest point, and then you climb back up.
I feel like a bull, like the matadors. They have like poke them before they fucking come out, so they're all revved up.
I fucked up. Nothing is worse when you make the mistake and you don't realize that you made the mistake, and you're like kind of blaming the person. I'm like, it's not a big deal, man. But like, if he would have just read the address I gave him, he would have been here and he would have found it.
Dude.
And then for some reason, I was like, I'm going to scroll just to show him. And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't give him the full address. I said the address, and then I said 23rd. Which
don't say the address,
I just
dude.
Said 23rd, motherfucker. Okay. I didn't say that. Dude, I'll fucking.
If you give the address, you also have to give out your phone number.
I don't give a shit. Fucking call me and I'll fucking
dude,
fight.
Give your
I'll
phone
fight
number.
Anybody
no,
we didn't, fucking fight.
You didn't give out what part of a story.
Were no, no, no,
no.
To be honest, you say 23rd, that could be like 25 different places.
Yeah. And that's where the problem arose.
Yeah.
Especially where
you're
we
not
are.
The, yeah, for people, for the listeners at home.
Narrowing it down.
For the listeners. Right by the park. For the listeners.
It's not 23rd Street.
Come on.
That's your hint.
Dude, I'm going to have some lunatic stalking me. One of you.
Yeah. Hey,
Somebody's
going to knock on the door like, you really going to say my dad's gay?
I'm like, no, that was Ray, dude. He lives 3 blocks away.
My dad's not gay,
Go
man.
Get him.
You guys pulled a nice Shooter McGavin prank on me.
Ninth green at nine. Oh, yeah.
That's what I felt like. It was raining.
Did you change out of your tuxedo?
Hey, dress nice.
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, I was saving this for the podcast. As I was switching the locations, right, I'm driving over here. Dude, at one point, we're at a red light, and I don't know. I just started rubbing my face, like one of these, rubbing my eyes, and I hit the car in front of me.
Stop.
I swear to
Seriously?
God. I swear to God. And it was like, it wasn't like a love tap. It was like a boom.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I opened my door like, you good? And he just kept going. And then I saw him pull to the side, put his hazards on, and I just took the next right.
Oh, my God.
So I spun around. That's why it took a little, like, extra 8 minutes, because I fucking...
Hell, yeah.
I was like, fuck this.
Did you just hit and run someone on the way to the pod?
That's not a hit and run.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Nah.
Hey, you went the direction that you were driving in.
Yeah. We might have to edit that out.
Dude, we're going to get interrupted. We're going to get a knock on the door. Yeah. Like, guys, Andre Kim up there?
It's
something. Jesus, dude.
It was like,
hey, it could be somewhere near 23rd. We never know where 23rd never know. Is.
It wasn't that hard. It was just like I was 5 feet away and it just rolled up and boom.
You know what? That's a New York City love tap.
Yeah.
That's just saying exactly. Hello. That's a, hey, how you doing? How you doing? A little love tap. Yeah. That's okay.
How you doing? Wake up.
I was just in Manhattan this morning and saw this car that like, yo, like there is no chance that it was going to fit in this spot. Bash into the car behind it. I'm not kidding you. Six fucking times. I was like, all right, dude. Like there's a difference between pushing the car back a little bit to squeeze in and vandalism.
Yeah, that's rough.
Also, to just keep it parked there is crazy. You had a car, you got to find a different spot.
Well, Ray saw. Remember, you saw my broken mirror.
Oh yeah,
I was parked. I trapped like a truck in. So apparently, he got out and just smashed my fucking mirror with a bat.
Jesus, dude.
I look like
not really doing a lot for Asian drivers on the pod right now.
No. Good driving, bad part.
More of a bad parker.
Like, on my way here, I got a hit and run, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal, guys. This was 5 years ago. I guess it was recorded.
We're releasing this one from the archives.
Oh my God.
So crazy. Hey, by the time this gets out. Wouldn't it be crazy if Trump becomes president?
Yeah,
that would be nuts.
This is 2015.
Dude, do you know how much weight I would lose if I didn't have to work for just a year? It would be so great. If we were like locked in the house and couldn't work,
dude,
I would get
sick.
In such great shape.
Dude, know what I would love? I would love to pitch a show that has people like meeting each other at like a dating show, but like they can't see each other. Wouldn't that be cool? And like they date, we could call them like pods. They like date in these things called pods.
That's perfect.
And then like at the end, they decide based on their personality if they want to get married. Do you think that would be a successful show?
That's a good, speaking of shows, I'm so glad Shane got hired on SNL. nothing bad can happen there.
We are back, everybody. That was from 5 years ago, what you just heard, and we decided to bring Andre Kim back. Everything that you heard 5 years ago, Dylan has since moved off of 23rd.
Yep.
So if you go there looking for us, he's not going to be there on 23rd.
Let's call Dylan out on something, huh?
Whoa!
Two weeks ago, bailed on the...
What'd I bail on?
Remember the lunch?
My first ever Korean barbecue.
Yeah,
acted appropriately.
I did bail on a lunch.
He bailed.
Oh, dude. Well, I brought this up on last week's pod.
Oh, here we go.
To do it again. But, you know, I bail on one lunch, and then I don't get invited to the Sunday barbecue that happens last week with you, Kim Back, and Trusso.
Dude, he was pissed about it.
Are you serious?
No, he's being a little bitch.
No, I...
Dude, we had so much fun at Korean barbecue. You would have loved it.
I would have, dude.
Let me tell you something. Ray and Chuso, they walked in like real like hesitant. Like, I don't know what we're about to eat right now.
I love Korean barbecue.
They didn't know if it was going to be like Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones. Like gorilla. They were like. And then the first round of meat, I saw the medium. They were like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, dude. It's so good. You've never had Korean barbecue?
Yeah, I've had Korean barbecue. Yeah, we used to eat it all the time in Pittsburgh. This is a big Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania cuisine. Yeah. The fucking fat Pollock from Pittsburgh just hammering down. No, but that dude, it's awesome. It's like, you know what it is? It's like Hibachi Express.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's a little more laid back. It's a little more chill.
Yep.
The lady was aggressive.
Yeah, she was aggressive. Yeah. She was like, you want more?
Yeah.
More this, more that.
Because we were like, we'll take two of the more things. She's like, I'll just bring you three. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, man.
I love
settle
that.
The fuck down. But yeah, it was great. I think Brandon asked for a fork there, and it's like, come on.
Oh, come on. That's a classic Brandon move. He would absolutely. That's right.
I'm bad at using them, dude. I am. I'm bad at using chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
Dude, it's so funny because they went from being hesitant to feeling like Anthony Bourdain.
What is this? Is this snake? And they're like, that's beef, sir. What do you know?
I'm the first to admit that I'm uncultured. It was crazy. We did a show recently at a rehab center, and I was with Jared. It was me and Jared Waters. And Jared's like going on first, and he's talking to like it was only a couple people there, and he's like talking to them, and every single one Jared's traveled to like Poland, Germany, these places. And then he's talking to the other people. They're like, where's your favorite place to travel? They're like, Aruba. I liked Paris. I'm like, I've been to Mexico once for a wedding.
Yeah.
And it was my sister. I like had to go.
I know.
I've never been anywhere.
You do strike me as a guy who like had to get a passport to like go to Mexico one time.
Yeah. That's the only reason I had it.
It sounds so douchey bragging about your travels.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so douchey. I hate when people are like, you know, I've been to Bora Bora.
Yeah, dude. No.
St. Lucia.
Aruba's nice. London's great. Italy.
He's one of those
guys. Jesus. Here we go.
Can I tell the story about when I was in Italy?
I always love the people that get back from like a foreign country and everything's better in the other country. Oh, that iced coffee looks good, but oh my God, if you're by the Seine de la Bla in the Marquis right near Paris, ugh, the best iced coffee you'll ever have. It makes your dick bigger, I hear. It's the best.
Dude, you got to do a video about that. That'd be funny.
Guy who goes to Paris, leaves the country once.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, this water is good, but have you ever drank glacial water from the taps of Versailles? Oh man!
And they do the accent, and I'm like, dude, you fucking settle down.
Are you dying over there? So what's annoying. Going on?
I was sick this week.
Oh, good. Oh, good, nice.
Do you want to breathe into my microphone too?
Nice. Dude,
would you like to spit in my hyena? It was not a sponsor, but these are good.
No, I'm not contagious now.
Oh, good.
You know how people do that? I'm not contagious. I'm like, based on what?
Yeah.
What are you basing that on?
Dude, I took an Uber last night. Fucking terrible. Terrible Uber experience. I got an Uber share, which I usually do. I risk it, you know, sometimes. The guy was coughing so much. He was coughing like we were, but I could hear like the stuff coming up.
Yeah. The driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
The driver was coughing so much. And at one point I was just like, we're enclosed because it's raining and can't open my window. Yeah. So he's just coughing up a storm. I put my shirt like over my mouth and he sees me. He goes, oh, sorry, man. It's just smoking. It's just from smoking. And I go, hey, no fucking way it's from smoking.
But also still gross, dude.
Still gross.
Still gross.
Whatever's
right.
in your mouth, I'm not a fan. Of.
Right,
still
like,
gross.
Like you're gonna be like, oh, it's from smoking. Okay.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Hey, you want to do it right in my face? No, then why do you keep covering your mouth if it's just from smoking? Who cares? There's a dude.
I was so mad.
Is this, I hate doing an is this racist question, but why do I feel more comfortable with like a foreign Uber driver than I do an American? Like if I get in with like a dude that's not from America, I'm like, I'll trust this dude with my fucking life driving anywhere.
Really?
Like I feel like he's like I'll see him do something that's so questionable. He's like driving on the curb. I'm like, he got this shit though. I know he got this shit.
Right.
But then if I have a dude that's like me, I'm like, I can fucking do this. Well, I should drove myself. Why is this guy driving me?
Right.
This guy stinks.
I could see that. I think it's because there's like those videos of like Indian drivers where they're like fucking.
Yes. They're dominant.
Yeah.
They're great.
So you're like, you got this.
Not one Indian in Dom Toretto's crew. That's kind of fucked
that
up.
That is kind of crazy, actually.
In Fast and Furious.
Is there not
Toretto.
One?
There's not one Indian dude.
Yeah.
There should be. He'd be the fucking best driver.
That is crazy, actually.
Those are great movies, by
so
the way.
So good, dude. So good.
Have you seen them all?
I just watched Tokyo Drift for the first time at Chuso's, actually, like a couple months ago.
It's good.
That was really good.
You've only seen Tokyo Drift?
And then I tried to watch the first one.
Dude, are you kidding me?
And
you're like,
I
love Fast and Furious. I've only seen Tokyo
Drift. The one without Vin Diesel.
That's the worst one.
No way.
No.
Dude. The worst one is maybe the second one.
Dude, no. Too Anyone Fast, Too without yeah, Dom Toretto yeah. is the worst one.
Too Fast, Too Furious didn't have yeah. Dom Toretto.
Well, that one's pretty good, dude. I like Too Fast, Too Furious.
Best one is the first one with The Rock.
Yeah.
Was The Rock in that?
The Rock's in four or five.
He starts coming in. He's a fucking beast.
That's when yeah. it gets real good.
I like those.
I think he's on steroids.
No, he's natural.
No, it's all Zen.
He gets all Zen.
Zen's baby.
Are you a Zen guy?
No, I don't. I just always heard horror stories of like my friends in high school growing up. Like they would pack a lip and they would just throw up like in the shower. Yeah. So I was always like, I don't want to like throw up.
Well, you could try it. You want one now?
No.
No.
What do we get 20 minutes in? It just becomes a me and Ray pod. You're puking in the bathroom.
That's what I went to a brunch the other day that Dylan wasn't invited to. And
can I tell you?
It was the same day.
That is the same day. It was the same day, dude. And I saw him post a Instagram story with all of our buddies at brunch.
Oh, I saw that.
Thank you.
It was the long table.
Yeah. 10 minutes later, I see Truso being like making lunch for my boys, and I was like, "Hey guys!"
And then I'm remember when we all met up after and we had a huge ass party that was being had? That was
great. My god! What a nightmare, dude.
Were you really jealous?
No,
you felt the type of way.
I felt a little jealous.
I got to that brunch though, and I sit down, and immediately I was offered like mushroom gummies, and it was like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't really do like the mushrooms or the hallucinogens. It's not really my thing." And I was like, "I have like shit to do later today." And yeah. they're like, "Oh, well, then just take one."
yeah.
No, there's not like honestly, no means no. About time we.
Yeah,
start.
I hate when people. What,
no
yeah.
means no.
What's with the whipping out mushrooms before brunch is wild.
Yeah. Ever since they started selling them at places, people think it's, you know.
Yeah, if you can buy it at a gas station, people think it's fine.
Yeah.
Why do you think they do that? Do they try to? Do they think they're cool? Like if they're like, because they're basically saying like, "I'm on mushrooms."
Yeah, I party.
Yeah, I party. Mm, that's what it is, yeah, right?
Yep.
God, I hate that.
And that's not partying, bro.
That's not partying.
A real party.
Gummies.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. I used to really like it. And then it just got weird. It started getting like dark.
Really?
Yeah, you start like, starts bringing up feelings where you're like, "Oh, I wasn't trying to do this right now, dude. What the fuck?"
Isn't that, that's like the point though. That's why people like it.
No, it used to be fun. It used to be a thing, like I'd hang out with a friend that I thought was really funny and then I would just laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah.
It was
you guys have done shrooms?
I've never done
them. I've done
them. I want to do
Yeah. So you know, you just laugh. And then I would do them by myself and that was a mistake and I would just start having these thoughts where I was like, "Oh, fuck."
I never tripped off of them, like, but I did get like it felt like I smoked a ton of like silly weed.
Yeah, you know? it's like super
made me
weed.
Giggle my ass off.
Yeah, it's great.
But I never had the like actual like experience, or I never did acid either. I don't think I'm built to trip like that because there's no eject button.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
no, Ray, you're built for like 20 Bud Lights.
That's what
you're built for,
dude. It's so funny.
Snort some Adderall.
Yeah.
I remember like my first couple experiences with Ray. I was like, I fucking really like this guy. I was telling Brandon. I was like, I feel like, because this is when you were living with Brandon.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with Brandon. And I was like, "Bro, I feel like Ray's the kind of guy like you could throw him in the middle of the woods and he'll be fine." And Brandon was like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?" He's like, "Ray would be dead in like 5 minutes, dude.
He'd be trying to call Papa Gino's and be like, "You guys delivered to the woods?"
That said, though, you throw me in the middle of the woods and there's like a camp of people, I'll make friends.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
And I'll get them to take care of me.
Yeah.
That's Ray's real skill is just being a people person.
Do you know how many jobs I've been at where I was like unqualified and so bad at my job, and everybody's like, he was fucking funny at lunch.
Personality hire. Yeah. Personality hire.
Big personality hire. Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know. I thought he was like a rugged like guy.
Did you
know
really?
Could survive.
Oh,
like any,
fuck,
I don't know
man.
Why I thought.
Thanks,
and then Brandon.
Dude.
Just totally corrected that.
That motherfucker got a lot of nerve. Dude's never been in the woods in his life.
Dude. Can you tell?
I'm calling him right the fuck after this.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to tell this story on the pod. I don't know if he would get upset. But the time that you walked into your apartment and Truso was just laying on his bed. Can you tell that story?
I don't remember it.
You remember when he was wearing something that he had just purchased?
Oh, I'll fucking definitely tell that story.
Yeah. Let's get that one in.
It's so funny, dude.
Truso is the best because when he, like, loves something, he, like, goes all in. When he gets a new, like, hobby. So he bought a motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the one day I come home and I walk past his room and he is laying in his bed, like playing on his phone, pretending like things are normal, wearing a motorcycle leather jacket in bed. Like, but gym shorts too. I was like, hey man, you going somewhere? And he was like, nah, just got to break in this leather jacket. Like, all right, dude. It's not a baseball mitt, man. And it is the funniest fucking thing, man. He killed me. I remember the first, because we didn't know each other that well when we first started living together.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a fucking leather jacket to go out one night, like a biker leather jacket. And I just, on my phone, kept playing, like, the Terminator theme behind him while he was walking. And it was funny at first, but then I started taking the bit too far. He's like, all right, dude, nah, it's just not funny anymore.
I was like, all right, man. All right, dude, can you fucking stop? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Settle down.
Dude, that's so funny. Him wearing the thing in bed.
Oh, it was great.
That's like,
man,
when you're a kid, you wear your, like, Superman costume.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
around the
yeah
house and stuff because you love it.
Oh, dude, I used to wear, like, a Superman costume under, like, my clothes to go to the supermarket.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in case they need me, I got Superman right under this T-shirt.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it has footies, you know?
Look at that. Dylan. Dude. Dylan's good. He said he's hungover.
I am, dude. You guys are carrying it right now.
I don't know. He seems pretty good.
I'm feeling a little hurt. What'd
you drink last night?
Dude, you know what it was? We were at Brooklyn Comedy Club. Great time. And they were pouring these drinks so heavy. And I was just like, you know, you got a Makers on the Rocks. And then we made friends with these dudes who were at the show, and they started buying us drinks. You could tell they got money. They're like finance bros, and they were like, anything you want. I was like, I'll have a Makers. That would be great. They were like, no. What's like a more expensive whiskey? We'll get you one of those.
That's good for the club.
And I was like, all right, dude, I'll have, like, you know. And they were like, how about Angel's Envy? And I was like, sure, dude, if you want to buy that.
Is that a good one? That's a good one?
That's a good whiskey.
That's how you know me and Andre are poor, because we were both just like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean?
So they just kept buying them, and then they're pouring them, like, on ice, you know, so heavy. At one point, I told the bar, I was like, God, these are fucking me up. These are heavy drinks. And she's like, well, you know, there's a lot of ice in it. I was like, sure, there's also a lot of whiskey.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Andre, if I'm not mistaken, you had a drinking problem for a while. You had to go to AA.
I thought I had a drinking problem. I was like 18 and I didn't go to college. And it was like, you know, everyone was in college. So I wasn't really doing much, but like Chinese food delivery up in Connecticut.
Nice, dude.
And I was hanging out with my friend Corey, and he was like a notorious like addict. You know, he went to Silver Hill Rehab in Connecticut, which is like where all these celebrities go.
Oh.
So he made friends with like these, like, big celebrities at this rehab. They like loved him. He's one of these guys, like if you talk to him, like, you're like, oh, this guy's my best friend.
You know? Dude, that is such a good personality trait. I love that.
Yeah.
When, like, you talk to someone and they make you feel like you're their best friend, like, oh, this is the most important person in the world. And you've like just met them.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silver Hill Rehab in Connecticut, like, that's where Michael Jackson went, Billy Joel.
God damn.
Like, that's where all these people, and he made friends with them. What's that lady's name? She's married to Michael Douglas.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, he was really good. He made like really good friends with her in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, like shit. He was like, dude, I was her best friend in there. Like, she loved me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he also made friends with this guy named Joe Pantoliano. He played
Ralphie in The Sopranos.
Ralphie Siffredi in The Sopranos.
Wow.
In The Goonies.
He's
in Risky Business.
Holy shit.
The one where Tom Cruise is the slide.
Yeah, yeah. God damn, that's so cool.
He was in The Matrix.
Wow.
Bad Boys 1, 2, 3, 4.
I love his naming his credits.
What was it? The Fugitive.
He was in Daredevil.
Daredevil. Yeah. He was in a bunch of shit. And then what happened?
So did you, after talking
Memento.
To him, still on the movie.
Nolan's first movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Am I wrong? Was he not?
No, he was. He was, he's the guy.
Dude, it's pretty impressive you're doing this without IMDb.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Oh, trust me.
so weird.
It's impressed.
It's like you know the guy.
Yeah, I used to go to AA meetings when I was like 18, 19, because I was just like lost. I didn't actually have a problem, but then I went to my first meeting, and that's actually how I started comedy. I shared my story, and then, dude, I like murdered at this meeting. Bro, I bodied, dude. Like, people were like wiping tears from their eyes and hurled over. And I remember I was like,
from laughing?
Yeah, I remember I was like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, this is kind of weird.
What were you saying?
I was just talking about like the first time I got arrested for being too drunk when I was 16, and it was just murdering, and I was like, okay. And then after the meeting, I was like the talk of the meeting. There was like 100 people at this meeting. It was like sold out meeting.
Yeah. God, sold out.
They're trying to take you out for beers,
dude. Yeah. And you know, afterwards, everyone smoking cigarettes, drinking. And as I'm walking through like the hallway, everyone was like, "Bro, you got to be a comedian. That shit was fucking funny." And I was like, "Oh yeah." And then my friend Corey was there. He's like, dude, let me take you to this meeting at Silver Hill next week. I'm friends with this guy, Joey. You know what I mean? Because he knew I loved Sopranos. He's like, it'd be good for you to meet him. I go to this meeting. He introduces me to him. And he's like way taller than he is like in the Sopranos. He's like taller than me.
Really?
I'm like 5'11".
Really?
He's like 6'2".
Wow. That's not what I would think.
But next to Gandolfini.
Yeah,
everyone looks like short, I guess, you know.
Who was?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, yeah. Who was?
Yeah, dude.
Tony, she was a hula.
I remember I like met him and I was like, not sure if I was an alcoholic. And then as he's talking to me after the meeting, I was like, he was like, yeah, you know, if you got a problem, you know, we could talk about it at lunch and stuff. I'll help you. And I was like, yeah, I got a problem.
Dude, I love that you're like just pretending to be an alcoholic to go to lunch with this guy. Yeah. You're like, let's be friends, dude. Can you be my sponsor?
I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I'll do this. Fuck yeah, dude. I remember and he was like 45 minutes away from where my parents lived, and I would go there. We had lunch, and I remember like everyone would walk by the table and be like, oh my God, that's him.
That's crazy.
Like, even the waitress would be like nervous, and he'd be like, he's like, obviously you know who I am. Like, don't be so nervous. Like, everything's cool.
But she was like, I loved Memento.
Yeah.
That was like, first movie.
And he's a flirt, dude.
I can see it.
Yeah. And, and then I would hang out with him, and then, I would like FaceTime him at like 3 a.m. sometimes when I was bored. I'd wake him up. Because I'd be like, I think I'm going to relapse. Meanwhile. So I remember he would like set his phone like in the kitchen while he's making tea, and he's like wiping his eyes. He's like, okay, kid, tell me, what are you feeling right now? And I'd be like, I'm feeling like, are you going to be in the Dark Knight? What are you? No, because I would try to like mix in like drug questions with like movie.
Oh my God. Because
I was just so fascinated with that side of.
You were like, man, I just feel like, Ray Liotta towards the end of Goodfellas. Did you ever meet Ray? I bet he's cool, huh?
Dude, that is crazy. When's the last time you talked to him?
I don't know. I think someone sent him a clip of me talking about this on a podcast.
he
did not like that. I think he knew I was faking it after a while. Cause I don't know. I remember one time I was out to lunch with him, and, he's like really trying really hard to do like step work with me and find out the root of my problem, you know, like sponsor. And I was just like, yeah, that's cool. So Bad Boys 3, is that going to be like a thing? Are you going to be in that? He freaked the fuck out. He like shot up. We were at like a Starbucks. He shot up. He's like, stop fucking asking me movie questions. I'm trying to save your fucking life.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh shit. That's when I was like,
now that's acting. You got to use that in Bad Boys 3.
That was good, dude.
Woo.
I was like, oh shit. I was like, I don't know how much longer I can like carry this. Dude. You know, but
holy
it was
shit.
Crazy. Like his house is like huge and then like he brought me in his office, and it's just like this huge office with all these posters of these movies he was in.
Wow.
And he has like these Emmys over there and all this shit, and a letter of a big bonus he got from like Daredevil framed because the movie did well. And like, you know, it showed like what his bonus was. And I was like, God damn.
What was the bonus?
Am I allowed to talk about that?
Hey, man.
I don't know. He looked like he was laying it around like Dylan, like his tax returns around. Dylan's tax returns just laying all over the room in here, trying to flex on everybody.
Oh, yeah, it was a big
bonus.
Big bonus.
Ooh,
yeah,
six figures.
Good for Joey Pants.
It was
one of Andre's best friends. Saved Andre's life.
Yeah, it's one of your best friends.
I love that
you're still trying. You're like, there's still hope for a future friendship. I don't want to really.
But I mean, you know, if things start going really well, what if you end up in a movie with Joey Pants? You know, what if you end up in Bad Boys 5?
I run into him. That would be crazy, right?
Yeah.
But and then one point he like, I remember one time like we were sitting there and he was like, this is when I was like, oh, I think he's like on to me.
Yeah. The jig is up.
Like, yeah. He was like, what'd he say? He was like, you know, Andre, he's like, I think you should be an actor. And I was like, yeah, why? He's like, because you're really good at lying.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah? And he's like, yeah, you should go to like an acting school in New York. You're very good at lying.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I felt like DiCaprio and fucking Catch Me If You Can. Getting found out. I was like, oh, my shit,
God.
Yeah.
Dude.
I remember one time he brought me to a, I used to hang out a lot. And he brought me to like his yoga class, but he was like, you know, I'm feeling sick, so I'll just check you in, use my guest pass. And this is like in a very ritzy area in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So the yoga class, I'm like 18, 19. The yoga class is just full of like MILFs. Dude.
Beautiful.
Just stay at home moms. Like the back, it was like 50 MILFs.
Oh my God.
And I sat in the back and it was like super hot in there and they're all like laying on their back fucking doing a downward dog.
Wait, there is a yoga pose where you push your tits together?
They were like on their back, like sitting, like pushing their back up.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm sitting in the back, like just watching and I'm like, dude.
You just did the move. I was like, that is not a yoga pose. That is, what is she, a bartender in the village?
Dude, but then I was like, just staring at these women, and it's hot, and they got this sensual music. They got candles. Dude, I was so hard. Dude, I had to, like, lay on my stomach and flip my boner in my waistband.
Oh, my God.
And the teacher was like, are you all right? You're not doing it. And I was like, yeah, I think I pulled something, so I'm just going to lay on this in my stomach. Dude, at one point, I went to the bathroom, and I jerked off.
Stop,
no, you
dude.
Didn't.
Yeah,
holy
I was so like aroused. I could. It was like 50 hot. I had to go in the bathroom and rub one out. And it was like to this day, it was like one of the best orgasms I've ever had.
Oh my God!
And I remember I told Joey this story, dude. He was dying laughing. Never talk to me again. And then he was like crying, laughing on the phone.
Holy shit, dude.
He was like, yeah, I jerk off in there all the time, man.
Yeah. What are you? Yeah, because he got it. Is that weird? We have to edit that out.
That's no.
You think that's the weirdest place you've ever jerked off?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I would think so.
I did. One time my dad went into the grocery store and I stayed in the car.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
And I jerked off in the car.
I did that one time, yeah.
Like in the shopping center parking lot.
Yeah. I did that one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. That's actually the one I was thinking of when you said it. Is that the weirdest?
That's a weird one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I'll keep this under my hat.
I knew a guy that was a truck driver. So he used to jerk off while he was driving his truck. You know, it was like big semi trucks.
Yeah.
Now that you know that, you know how like you're scared in general?
Oh,
like driving next to those dudes? Some of them? They're jacking off, dude.
Yeah.
They're fucking cranking.
A lot of them are cranking it.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that's, the Joey thing is crazy. I mean, I feel bad looking back, but, like, what choice did I have? I mean.
Wow.
You were young, man.
Yeah, 18, 19.
It's fucked up, right? But.
I think it's totally fine. It started from a place where you thought you did have a problem.
Yeah.
When you're 18 and you're getting fucked up and you're fucking up, that's a reasonable thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just fucking hilarious. And it's even funnier that it's him.
Yeah.
Tony, she was a hooah.
Oh, and I remember when Gandolfini died, we were still talking.
Oh, my God.
That was right when Gandolfini died. And I remember I called him, and he was like, I probably shouldn't say this shit. But.
You don't want to say it?
Tell. You can tell us later if you want to. I don't know.
He was, he was just very sympathetic.
Okay.
All right. No, he was very, he was just like, he was like, yeah, I saw this coming.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. He was like, you know, he told me a story where he's like, they would do a scene because I guess there's a lot of eating scenes in The Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said there was this one scene where they were eating steak. And he said Gandolfini literally had like 5 steaks.
Jeez. Hell yeah, dude.
In like 4 hours. And like Joey was like, hey, aren't you worried? That's a lot. Like, aren't you worried about your cholesterol? And he's like, actually just got it checked. He's like, doctor said it's half clogged. He's like, but guess what, Joey? That means the other half is still open. So Joey said he was, from that day, he was like, all right, this guy is, it's not looking good.
God damn, man. Dude.
Steak is so good.
Steak is so good.
That's not a bad story, right?
No, that's not bad at all, dude. That's wild. That's crazy that you were like close with this guy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's a good Gandolfini impression.
We had
Tate on a couple of months ago and we had him do his. You two should just do a podcast where all you do is talk like Tony Soprano to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we love doing
Dueling Sopranos.
Dueling Sopranos.
I'm a fucking Asian. Kim Jong-un's a hero in this house. End the story.
So good.
Oh, what the fuck's the kimchi?
Dude.
Fucking kidding me?
The breathing.
That's the only part of the impression I can do, and I don't really have a choice.
It just happens naturally.
Fucking cocksucker.
That's the best, is the fucking cocksucker.
I thought of this character called, like, Woke Sopranos, like, if he was around today. Fucking cocksucker. Not that there's anything wrong with that. God forbid. I gotta spell it off for you. Fucking LGBTQ. Community.
Well, that's a dude. I think we talked about this when Tate was on here too. But my favorite scene in all of Sopranos is when they're all together in the back room talking about Vito being gay.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You mean to tell me Vito's Ricky own?" They have like nine different fucking words for like Paulie's like, "Oh, maybe you're the flambe." They got like a different like
Fanuke.
Fanuke.
It's like Italians have 9 different meanings for gay.
Nobody has age. It's a meeting of the 5 genders.
Oh, dude.
I'm rewatching. My girlfriend's never seen it. So we're rewatching.
Oh, really?
We're
on like episode 4. She does like it. It is funny, though, because her.
Hey, no fucking ZD?
In the 4 episodes, she's like. Oh. She's Italian, right? She's like real Italian. But she was like. She's like, this guy's like. Fucking like huge cheater though. I liked him at first, but he like keeps cheating on his wife. I was like, you got a lot of episodes. Yeah. I'm like, here's a
tip of the iceberg, lady. No, get him.
Yeah.
I remember.
I'm like, he hasn't even started banging the chick with one leg yet. What are we talking about?
Yeah, did she laugh at the episodes? Because it's funny moments.
It is funny. It's funnier than I like when I watched it at first. I was like, oh, this is just like a hardcore gangster shit.
But yeah.
Like, when I got older, because I watched it like when it was on, and when I got older, I was like, oh, this is like actually like pretty funny and like satirical.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny moments.
That's what I mean. Even like with the on the surface, like him doing all the like the different names for like gays and like, you mean to tell me he's a Fanuke? It's like that is like a comment on like the fact that like, yeah, these guys are murderers and like they're all about their money, but like the fact that this dude might have blown somebody, they're like, all bets are off. He's out. He's done. You know. But it's like
we draw the line.
Yeah. The Sopranos is so fucking funny, man. There's a lot of funny moments. I was trying to think, what was that episode where they were trying to see if someone's a rat? And then he was like, he went to go like feel them out. He's like, my ancestors, you know, we could feel shit out. You know what I mean? We're psychic in that way. And he goes to talk to him and he comes back and he goes, I couldn't fucking tell anything. What am I, a fucking psychic? And then they sit down and they're like contemplating and he's like, and then Tony's like, he did say I lost weight. And then Christopher and Sylvia were like, and then Tony recognizes that and he's like, motherfucker. He's like, he is a rat. He just fucking baited me.
Oh, dude, her other thing is he's like,
he's already quit therapy three times in like the first four episodes.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so is the lady from Goodfellas, she's just like out of the show. I was like, no. She's in, he quits therapy five times a season. Yeah. He fucking freaks out, snaps on her. Like the fact that this, in real life, the fact that this woman still sees, you know, this client, this fucking patient is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, the therapy scene, it's very important, the therapy scenes. It's like what separates it from other shows, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was watching this girl I used to date. We watched like the first couple episodes, and this one part, she laughed so hard, and that's when I was like, oh, this girl's like cool. Like, I remember his mom was like giving her stuff away, and then this is like the first couple episodes, and he was like, he found out that she gave away like these like Cartier things to like his siblings. And he's like, Jesus fucking Christ, you give her fucking Cartier dinner rings and you give me an old vibrating chair? The girl that I was with was like dying at that. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. This is,
that is funny.
This kills with her.
Dude, have you ever killed anyone?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, that guy that you hit down the street, he hopefully still alive. From 5 years ago. Dude, what was
that? Talk about. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago. Yeah.
Statues of limitations.
You said you got arrested for drinking too much when you were 16?
Yeah, it was like New Year's Eve, and I was like 16, and I was a junior in high school, I think. And, you know, you go to like high school like parties, and you just get fucked up. You know, it's like your first couple times getting fucked up, and I was fucked up. And I started walking home, and on the way home, I like stopped by this local bar.
Oh, yeah.
At 16. Looking back, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And I stopped by this it's, you know, it's like a local bar where it's like a lot of older people.
Yeah, yeah.
I walk in and I'm like, yo, let me get the shot. Let me get a beer. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
You're a child.
Yeah.
They didn't check your ID because you talked like that then.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let me grab it out of my back pocket.
And they're like, ah, never mind. You're good.
Dude, and then I see this lady who I thought was attractive, you know, and he's drunk and shit. And then I'm like trying to like smooth talk her, and she's like kind of entertaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yeah, why don't we go back to your place or something? And then she was like, nah, you're fucking 16 or whatever. I think I was telling everyone at the bar I was 16 too. I was like really dumb.
Oh my God.
And then when she went to the bathroom, I was like so mad that like she like just put me down like that.
Yeah.
Her phone was on the table, so I grabbed her phone. I went outside and I threw it down the fucking sewer.
Oh my God, dude.
And I just walked home.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then, like, the next Monday in high school, like, we're in, like, math class, and all of a sudden, like, you hear, like police radio, like, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
And, like, heavy boots, like, stomping. And they, like, walk in the door. My math guys are like, is Andre Kim in here? And everyone's like, what the fuck? It was like two cops.
Yeah.
And then they, like, escorted me out. And then, like, the word spread throughout the school that, like, these cops came to, like, come arrest me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was, like...
probably gave some street cred.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was, like, fucking 50 Cent. Yeah. Get Rich Die Trying, dude.
Yo, that's Dre K. Don't fuck with Dre K. Dre K 47.
As I'm walking up, Many Men is playing. Many Men.
Wish death upon me.
Yeah, so, yeah, so that was...
What happened? Did you get, like, you got arrested? Did you get charged?
Yeah, I got arrested, charged for, like, sixth-degree larceny or some shit.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, my parents were like, dude, what is going on with this kid? My parents were, like, crying and shit. You know
what
I mean?
Do you have to pay for her phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, all that.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't steal someone's phone.
Yeah,
that's tough, dude.
It was 14 years ago. Man,
yeah, settle down.
Wild.
His mom was like, "I told you, Frank. We got to get him to see Joey Pantalone. Turn this kid straight."
Yeah, so that was pretty brutal. You know what I mean,
dude? What a fucking power move, though. What? This bitch doesn't want to talk to me. She's not going to talk to anybody. Throwing her phone in the sewer.
Dude, that's crazy. How the hell did they find you? That's the craziest part.
Because he was walking around. He's like, can you believe it? Me, Andre Kim, 16, drinking at a bar.
Well, this is also in like Milford, Connecticut. So I was the only Asian kid within like 80 miles. You know what I mean? So
fucking the cops come into the classroom. They're like, "Where's Andre Kim?" And everybody's being quiet. And you're like, "Maybe he won't notice."
It's like in The Sopranos when they're like, "Christopher Moltisanti," and the Asian kid's like, "Here." Oh, yeah. Present. Yeah.
God damn, so, man.
Yeah, just full of stories.
Is that your only arrest?
Yeah, it's the only time I got arrested.
Yeah.
You guys ever been arrested?
Yeah.
Ray has. I have.
Young. No. Young. When I think I was 17.
Oh.
We got arrested. Like a party got raided.
Oh.
I fucking couldn't get out because I was freestyle rapping in the basement.
Ooh.
And.
Yeah, they trapped you.
Yeah, they fucking definitely did. And then I ended up with like getting put in like a holding cell. I ended up with like a little bit of community service, which is actually pretty fun. Community service.
Were your parents pissed?
My mom wasn't that mad, but I remember I lied to like, so I told the story in the pod before. So I texted my mom they didn't take my phone for some reason. I texted her from the cell. I was in there with like my friends and shit. So she couldn't come pick me up because she was drunk. She was out partying.
Yeah.
So called my brother who was drunk, couldn't pick me up because he was out partying. Who called my sister who was drunk, couldn't pick me up because she was out partying. Who called her boyfriend at the time. So it was him. They all drove together, picked me up. They're all standing there to get me. They get me in the car. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, mom. I was like, I had like, all right, I'll admit it. I had a beer at this party. I was like fucking ripping shots, smoking weed, you know. I was fucking destroyed.
Yeah, 17? Hell yeah, dude.
So it's like, dude, it's literally like 10 years later. We're like, it's like around Christmas time. Like my whole family's there. And we're talking about getting arrested. And my mom's like, well, remember when Ray got arrested? He was at that party for 10 minutes, had one beer. And my brother was like, are you fucking serious? You're still buying that? What are we doing?
Yeah. So good.
Dude, that's so funny, dude.
The closest I've ever been to getting arrested was similar, just drinking high school. We won the football high school championship.
Yeah.
That night, we were out drinking. We went to a party. That's what I miss. I miss those Long Island parties where like the house parents parties would just be like, sure, yeah, have a party. Have 150 kids here, you know? It's great. So we were at this party. It eventually gets shut down. We go like a mile down the road. This kid's uncle like lived in a house that they were like renovating.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. And he was like, oh, we can go to my uncle's house and just drink in the shed. So there was like 10 of us that went to this like shed in the backyard.
Yeah.
Not thinking we're like, oh yeah, no, nobody's going to say anything. Dude, we're in like the middle of Long Island. Like neighbors will see like a shed having its lights on immediately.
Yeah.
So we're all in there. We're drinking. People are smoking weed. And I remember my one buddy was out front making out with the coach's daughter.
Hell yeah.
Like, wow, she was
on
hot,
the front
huh?
lawn. Yeah.
She sounds hot.
Making out with the coach's daughter.
Coaches don't have ugly daughters.
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's impossible. Yeah.
Making out with her. And all of a sudden we see like the cops show up. Dude, those two, they like ran back to the shed. And that's what pissed the cops off. The cops were like, what the fuck are you? You never run. So, dude, we're all like hiding in the shed. We're all like hiding behind like equipment and shit. The cops come in, like guns fucking drawn. And they were like, everybody out now. Dude, I was like pissing my pants. I was so scared. Dude. I was like drunk. We all come out. They lined us up. Dude, thank God they let everybody go except for my buddy and the girl because they like ran.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow. Because
they like ran, even though it was like 20 feet to the shed.
Yeah.
They were pissed about that. So they, dude, they called my buddy's parents. They came. The coach had to come and pick up his daughter. Dude, I remember we were just like walking away watching, dude, the coach like look at my buddy and being like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then we slept in my car. I slept in my car outside of this dude's house and drove home the next day. Yeah, that was the closest that I ever got. I remember thinking like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, drinking when you're a kid could really, you get into some shit.
You don't remember, you just jogged, Dylan, talking about sleeping in your car? Remember I did a show back when I was still living in Pittsburgh in the neighborhood that my ex-girlfriend lived in. I got so fucking hammered drunk. I hit her up to go to her, like to go over to her place. And I get over there. I must have got into like a huge argument with her and I left. And then the next thing I remember is getting woken up by the police, broad daylight. There's a marathon happening. Like,
oh, and they're like
around
move your
my car.
Car.
And they're like flashing like lights in like the morning at my, and I'm like, what the fuck? What, dude? What? And they're like, yeah, do you live here? Is this your house? And I'm like, nah, what are you talking about? And they're like, you're sleeping in your car, dude. You got to get the fuck out of here. There's like a marathon. There's people here. There's fucking kids. Like, I'm just sleeping in my car, dude. Don't remember how I got there. So fucking
holy
smashed.
Shit.
Is that illegal, sleeping in your car or something?
I think it is. I don't think you're allowed.
Is it? I don't know.
It's like a weird, like, it's like so frowned upon, like, from the, they're always like, hey, you got it. But it's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? I'm just.
Yeah, we're at a high school party, got a little drunk.
Yeah.
And then slept in my car.
But they act like it's like this big thing.
Yeah.
I think it's like a gray area.
It's a gray area.
This is a question I have for you, Dylan, as a former attorney. I once heard an
former and current still.
No, I was gonna say. Yeah,
sorry, yeah. I forgot. So you didn't get disbarred.
No.
What I heard this phrase that the car is where the Constitution goes to die.
What do you mean?
That police,
your rights go away.
That police take a lot of advantage of people in the vehicle, like that. There's a lot of things that they can do to kind of like circumnavigate, like probable cause, like suspicion, that type of thing. Where there's like a lot of like leeway that can happen. Like, oh, we smelled something coming from your car. Let us search your car.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say no, but then they'll be like, okay, we're gonna get dogs. And I have seen like videos where like dogs will like hit. You know, when they don't really, you know, they don't really hit, but like they can make the dog hit. It doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, I could definitely see that.
I bet it is. I don't fucking trust anybody, dude.
Something about being on wheels, they can like kind of take advantage of that.
Well, it's technically not in the country. Once you're on wheels, you're raised up.
Yeah.
It's like international waters.
It's like your own little Vatican.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
exactly what it is.
Isn't
that
what it is?
Yeah. It's you're on your own country. Every time you drive, you're your own country.
Also, Dylan, is it true that you can't get in trouble if it's on a boat?
Yeah, no, that's totally true also. Yeah, you can do anything you want on a boat. Doesn't matter, international waters, the harbor, even if it's docked. Everything's legal.
No shit.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, listeners.
There might have to be a disclaimer.
That's a disclaimer. Yes, everything is still
we're
illegal.
Doing a character.
You are not allowed to like get drunk and ride your boat around.
No. Yeah, you can get like a DWI on the water.
People.
I prosecuted a DWI on the water once. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do criminal law?
I did in Massachusetts.
He was a narc.
Interesting.
This guy got wasted and got charged with DWI on his boat. It was crazy. Yeah. We were just like, you got to prove certain things. I remember just being like, how do you prove public way? You know, that's like an element. You got to prove that they were like on a public street.
Yeah.
And it was a wild thing. It's like the water is technically a public way.
Lawyers can make you look guilty even if you're innocent just from their line of questioning.
Oh, for sure.
Like if it's like, it could be the easiest thing. Like did you, like if you're in question of like, I don't know, eating your roommate's lo mein out of the fridge or some shit.
Yeah.
And you deny it. Like just the line of question can make it, you're like, do you like lo mein?
Yeah. Yes. Have you ever had it?
Have you ever had it? Yes. Okay.
You saw it in there.
So did you see it? Yes.
Okay. But you didn't touch it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, but the next day it was gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, that's like okay. Yeah. And you do like you look
They're
at the jury. You're like,
bags.
All right.
All of them. My one of my best buddies back home is a hope. Unfortunately, he's
dying.
Not,
dude.
He's not an ear, nose, and throat doctor for Andre. He's
Jesus
a lawyer.
Jesus Christ.
My guy.
Hey, I'm just a smoker.
I blame the Navy.
Okay. My buddy Tom, he's a criminal defense attorney in Pittsburgh, and he made it onto the news once. And it was like clearly like a rough day he'd been having because he's like it's just B-roll of him like walking out of the courthouse because his hair's all messed up. He looks a little disheveled and he's with this couple and just we got a screenshot. I got to find this picture of just at the bottom, like the ticker on the news. It was like it's like couple puts their children in cages and he's the attorney defending them. And I'm like, gee, that's the people that you're fucking defending. And it's like, dude. Like, that is the fucking screenshot
that's
that we
so
got of
funny.
This guy. That's how he makes the news his first time. And he didn't even tell us. One of my buddies like puts it in like a group chat. He's like, Tom, you didn't tell us you're a fucking famous attorney. We didn't know you were.
Dude, I used to love that when the cameras came. I've been on the news a couple times for like with cases and. Dude, it's intense.
Is that how you have him bring you up at comedy clubs?
Yeah, it's in your bio.
You've seen him on NBC4, local WTBF.
Yeah, no, that's... let me ask you that. You ever have a celebrity block you on like Twitter or anything?
Oh, have you?
No, I never have.
Yeah. I forgot. I was talking to my friend about this, and I totally forgot.
He's trolling celebrities?
This is that same time, that Joey Pants time.
Yeah.
Where I was, like, doing nothing with my life.
Yeah.
I used to go to, like, local concerts. It's a place called Toad's Place in New Haven. And it's, like, I don't know. It's kind of like the, I don't know. It's just, like, it's not, like, a big venue, but it's not a small venue. So it's, like, where people that used to be hot, like, come back. Like, I saw Aaron Carter there.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? I went because I knew it'd be, like, a lot of hot chicks my age going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kinback.
Yeah. No, I had a friend that was like Kinback, and we just went and just, like, we're too scared to dance with anyone. And then...
but you were jumping up and down during How I Be Shaq.
You're tucking your boners up in your shorts. Yeah, I got it.
Jerking
off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then, dude, I went to this Shaggy concert.
Nice.
You know, and then, and then after the show.
Wasn't me.
I wanted to get a picture with him. He had his tour bus out front. And, like, I was like, oh, a picture. And then they were like, you know, his team was like, oh, no. And I was so drunk. I was like, man, fuck you. I was like, you're a fucking dick, bro. And then him and his team was like, the fuck did you say? And I was like, I started backing up. They're like, yeah, that's what we thought, pussy. I started running away like, man, fuck all you up. And then as I'm like walking to my car or something, I started tweeting at Shaggy like, you're a fucking pussy. You know what I mean? You don't appreciate your fans. And then he like blocked me.
Wow, dude.
And I checked the other day. I'm still blocked.
Yeah, dude. Once you're blocked by a celebrity, they're not going through being like, you know what? I'm going to give Andre Kim a second chance.
Yeah. Let me unblock him.
Maybe he's a fan. I'm going to unblock everybody. No, dude. Once you're blocked by a celeb, you're blocked for good.
This is the second time we've heard some Shaggy bashing on the pod.
Well, really?
We had a former guest. Yeah. Who was it? Kyle Legacy.
What did he say?
He said that he got kicked out of a Shaggy concert for smoking weed. And it's like, if you're going to smoke weed anywhere, it's a fucking Shaggy concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, that song, It Wasn't Me, like, his verse, his part is, like, the worst part of the song.
Oh.
It's like, dude, I don't know what you're saying. Like, that's the other person's song, as far as I'm concerned.
That guy.
Dude,
that's his song. Jam.
You mean the guy with the beautiful voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeping with the girl next door.
I never got blocked by a celebrity, but the closest thing to a quotation mark celebrity that I ever had like a little bit of like beef with or an awkward moment or somebody that like hated me was Nitro from the American Gladiators.
I don't even know.
So random, dude.
You know what the American Gladiators were? Do you remember that? So it was like this show. They have a great documentary about it now, but it was like this show where like regular Joes would go up against these like...
It's like American Ninja Warrior.
Like, steroided out.
But they went against dudes and like chicks who were like just muscle-bound freaks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I remember that.
And I remember I got hired to host this gladiator challenge. It was like basically like a Tough Mudder that was run by that dude. And it was like right when I started stand-up. So somebody was like, hey, you do stand-up. Do you want to make $500 hosting this event? And I was like, yeah, I've only made like $50 ever doing stand-up. I'm hell yeah, I'm doing this. And like I was like doing, like it was like the worst thing ever. I'm doing like stand-up hosting at this booth. I don't know what to do while like all these like athletic people are just walking around. Like I'm in the way. They're like just trying to buy like CrossFit shit. And then somebody's like, okay, here's the wireless mic for you to host the push-up contest. I was like, I'm hosting a push-up contest. My fat ass is hosting a fucking push-up contest. That's what you got me doing. So, like, I remember I'd already gotten into it with Nitro before because I told him I was a fan of his and I had his action figure when I was a kid.
He already got into it with Nitro before.
What did he say? That's a fan stand. What did he say?
I know. He was like, yeah, we got a lot to do here. I was like,
oh, my God.
Okay, Nitch.
Okay, Nitch.
So...
So then I fucking...
What an asshole, dude.
I'm like walking...
Not even around. A celebrity.
I'm like literally just walking around. I'm like, all right. One, it's like all these fucking like CrossFit people and just like muscular, like athletic people doing push-ups. I'm just like, one, two, there we go. Three, four. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I have to push... The fucking push-up contest? The thing that I've never done before in my life? Hosted a push-up contest?
Yeah.
I was like, that. And he's like, I wasn't getting that attitude. He would have fucked me up. Now, though. Fucking, if you want to find me, dude, I'll fucking knock you the fuck out, Nitro. And he's
cutting promos.
Yeah. Listen here, brother. He yanks the fucking microphone out of my hand. He's like, I got this. This is how it's done. Let's go up. Down, he's like intense, dude. He's like dropping down, like in people's faces. And I was like, "Yeah, all right, dude, you're doing it better." But you know what I mean? Like
that this is the way to do it.
But this is me doing. You know what I mean? Like,
how are you doing it?
I was like, all right, one, two, good job, yeah. You guys are doing great. Three, four. Yeah.
Did you get paid?
Hell yeah!
Paid. Yeah, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's hilarious.
Good pay.
$500 for like. Dude, you know, great. for like 4 hours of my time.
That's pretty
back
good.
Back then, I was like freaking 24. I was doing stand up a very short time.
Not bad.
That's all right.
They asked me to do it again like 3 years later, and I was like, nah.
Really? You didn't want to reconcile with Nitro?
No.
Yeah, tough.
Really?
I mean, granted, I get it. He realized I wasn't there to run the course.
He's not even a celebrity, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I know.
You should have been like, oh, my God, that's crazy. No one's ever told me that they bought my action figure.
I did. I had the action
That's nuts.
Me and my brother had all the fucking American Gladiators.
That's hilarious.
He was my favorite because he had a cool mullet.
Where's he now? What's he doing now?
He's dead.
He's doing all... They came out with two separate American Gladiator documentaries recently about like how fucked up it was and how they were all roided up and doing that shit.
That was. It was the roid rage.
Really?
Steroid rage.
What year was that show on? This is like 90s. 15 years. Well, okay.
Probably like mid, like late 80s, early 90s, like that type of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of
a tad before your time, but still, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe not before your time because you're coughing like you're fucking 73 years old.
Christ, dude. I know. Out of control.
Back in my day, we were the gladiators. Gladiators used to fight like to the death. Not these pussies like Nitro.
Christ, Dad. Jesus.
Yeah, they all had awesome names like Nitro, Turbo, Jazz. Turbo.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's just.
All right, Dad. We're over an hour, baby.
Oh, great. That flew by.
Want to wrap it up?
Yeah, unless Andre has anything else he wants to get off his chest.
Any crimes you want to admit to in the last couple seconds?
No, I guess.
Oh, well, actually, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You did have to use the bathroom when you got here. Did you take a piss or did you pull a hot yoga, as they call it?
Dude, that's going to be a new thing, pulling a hot yoga. That's going to be the title of the episode, pulling a hot yoga.
No, I just, you know.
Dude, that is a way to establish dominance like no other. Hey, can I use your bathroom? Yeah. All right. Good luck.
Oh, dude. Dude.
Yeah.
I just saw, and we'll wrap up, but I love reading those like Reddit posts. You see them, like people screenshot and post the Reddit post. Mm-hmm. I saw one where it was like this dude, he goes, he was like, I don't know what to do. My roommates are a couple. And they piss me off so much. So for like the last 3 months, I've been jerking off into my roommate's girlfriend's body wash in the shower.
Bro, what?
Crazy. And then he goes, they just told me that they're pregnant. And he's like,
yeah,
they're white and I'm like Puerto Rican. I don't know what to do. Am I going to be a father? And literally the comment underneath is, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Hey, the problem is that you're jerking off in somebody's body wash.
I don't even know if that is possible, dude. I don't even know.
Oh, that reminds me of a story. I can't even. There's so many stories. I feel like you just
fire it off.
Fire it off, dude.
If it's bad, well, nah, I get it.
Tell us after. No, we're gonna move to the Patreon. Tell it on the Patreon.
I think that can work though.
No,
can it?
No,
I don't think
it's
so.
It's in the chemicals.
That's how my brother was born.
My dad was jacking off in the shampoo as a bit.
So fucked. Yeah, that's not. What is wrong? Dude, living with a couple would suck.
Oh my God, it would be horrible.
That'd be horrendous. It'd be horrible. Dude.
It'd be so bad.
I would hate that.
Every day you got to not only share with people, like share a living space with two other people, but then just be like, fucking, I'm alone every time. Like, just be reminded that you're not in a couple. Yeah. Terrible.
I wouldn't say it's just always two against one.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. Always. And they're always going to talk shit about you.
Oh, yeah.
Everything they talk about is going to be about you. Like,
you got nobody else to talk shit to
in
the house. You know, you're not going to talk to him or her being like, dude, can you believe our fucking other roommate? What a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you left the TV on again. Like every little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can just smell him everywhere. It's like I smell him in my body wash or something.
Yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, he ate my lo mein.
I don't understand. Like when you're jerking off into the butt, like, as you're about, are you like twisting it and then like getting ready to?
Oh my God, I don't.
And you're just like shooting it in there.
It depends on how big the hole in the body wash. Maybe he's just fucking the body wash.
If he's fucking the
thin cock and a wider hole of the body wash.
Got a pencil deck.
Might be jamming the.
Yeah,
that's normal. Fucked up.
And if he's a dribbler or a shooter, if he's a dribbler, he's probably just dribbling it right in the top of the body wash.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. All right, dude. Let's wrap up this episode.
So if I was going to jizz in body wash, what kind of body wash would I do it in? Would it be like Irish Spring?
Their kids is going to be half man, Old half Spice? Body wash.
Dove?
Dude, if you're going to do it, you want it to be Old Spice because that will create, you know.
Yeah,
a monster of a man.
Yeah, just a dude that listens to Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Spice.
All right. I think everybody's had enough.
Yeah. I'm super hungover. All right, Andre, this will be out in like maybe 2 weeks, I think. Tell the people where they can find you if they have anything coming up.
Come follow me on Instagram at Andre the Comedian. Laugh Boston, April 10th. Hartford, Connecticut, April 420 weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, fuck. Smoke up.
Smoke up. Smoke up, guys. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks for coming on again, dude. First time with Ray. Love it. Yeah. Raymond, where can they find you?
Can't wait to be with the next co-host.
You can find me at Ray Zawadney on all social media. I'll be posting dates and shit there. But most importantly, Ray Zawadney on YouTube. Subscribe there because my special will be coming out in the next couple of months.
Yeah, baby.
And you catch me here every single fucking Wednesday until Dylan replaces me on the Troublemakers podcast with my boy Dylan Krasinski.
Oh, dude, I told Ray, I was like, dude, you can't die because I can't have a third co-host on this podcast. It won't survive. All right, follow me.
That's why I shouldn't die.
Follow me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. At Troublemakers on all those sites. We post clips. New episodes are out every single Wednesday. We'll see you next week, baby. Good night.
Boy. That was fun.